Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number, as always, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we love hearing from you, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment, and we will be speaking with Dr. Andrew Myers at the bottom of the hour, author of the book Simplifying the COVID Puzzle, How Two Essential Vitamins Fortify the Immune System. Dr. Myers is a naturopath, and he's been on the program before. We talk about two really interesting vitamins that we don't often discuss on this program, or we don't often discuss in general, two mysterious vitamins. We'll talk to Dr. Andrew Myers at the bottom of the hour, Simplifying the COVID Puzzle, How Two Essential Vitamins Fortify the Immune System is his book, and we'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off the website. You can also click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a longevity business, start a home-based business, and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. If you want to be part of the $100 billion nutritional supplement business, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470 to order longevity products or to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself, start a home-based business, and become financially independent and also healthfully independent. Nothing will keep you away from the medical model more effectively than a good nutritional supplement program. And that's what we'll be speaking about with Dr. Andrew Myers at the bottom of the hour, Simplifying the COVID Puzzle. And we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. All right, so last program and last few programs we've been talking about the skin, the mysterious skin. I say mysterious because when we look at the skin, we really have no idea about what's happening underneath it. That's, of course, true about all the organs of the body, but it's especially ironic with the skin because the skin's on the outside of the body. And then things pop up and boils show up and cysts show up and eczema and rashes and itching and pimples and wrinkles and dark spots, and we don't know what the heck is going on because we don't understand the mechanisms underneath the surface of the skin. So yesterday we talked about the skin being divided into two layers, a top layer and a bottom layer. It's true that the top layer has a top layer on top of that, but generally speaking, two layers, call them the epidermis. epidermis and the dermis. At the bottom of the epidermis is where you have the incubator for skin cells. They all come out of stem cells. There's stem cells in the bottom layer, and these stem cells are constantly being converted into skin cells. These skin cells are called keratin cells or keratinocytes because they make this hard protein keratin. And then the keratinocytes migrate upwards, and this migration upwards, called transit, is marked by a different shape, by cells taking on a different shape. So some people say differentiation. And this differentiation process is incredibly tightly regulated. It is very, very important to understand when it comes to disease, especially skin disease. Also plays an important role in cancer. Differentiation issues. Differentiation is how a zygote, a sperm cell and an egg cell, they meet and they turn into a baby, and that process is marked by differentiation, cells constantly taking different shapes. In fact, that is an incredibly complicated differentiation scheme or differentiation cascade. You get this, the sperm cell hits the egg cell, boom, you get what's called a zygote, and then that cell starts to divide and divide and divide and divide, and on it goes, and these cell divisions require different shapes to take place. So differentiation is involved in disease. Differentiation is involved in what's called embryogenesis, the production of the manufacture, the production of an embryo, and it's involved in cancer. What all that tells you is if you could have a vitamin that would take care of differentiation, would regulate differentiation, that would be an important vitamin for skin health. It would be an important vitamin for protecting against cancer or even for chemotherapy, and it would be an important vitamin for developing a healthy baby. And, of course, there is a vitamin that is a differentiation vitamin that's important for all of these things, and that is none other than vitamin A. And a case could be made that vitamin A, as far as the skin goes anyway, that vitamin A is the most important vitamin for the skin. Vitamin A is said to be a vitamin because we can't make it, but in reality it is a hormone. It is not a vitamin. That means that it acts much more fundamentally than a vitamin. A vitamin helps things. A hormone activates things. In fact, the word hormone means I arouse to activity in Greek. It activates. It's an activator molecule, and vitamin A is a hormone, along with, by the way, vitamin D. Vitamin A and vitamin D are called vitamins because they're necessary for our body to function efficiently, for our body to even function at all. Without vitamin A and D, you wouldn't be able to function. You would die. They're essential. So we call them vitamins, but their effects are hormonal. Vitamin A is part of a family of vitamins, and this is very confusing. There's a lot of molecules in nature that act like vitamin A. So you can get vitamin A effects from these molecules, but it's not necessarily going to be the same kind of effect. You're not going to get the same intensity of effect. You're not going to get the same extensiveness of effect. These families are called, this family is called retinoids, or the molecules in this family are called the retinoids. Vitamin A is one of the retinoids. In fact, vitamin A, technically, is retinoic acid. There is a precursor to vitamin A called retinol, and there's an intermediate form of vitamin A called retinaldehyde. That's basically used, the form of vitamin A that's in your eyes. But there's a lot of retinoids throughout nature, and you'll see in the skincare business, a lot of companies are looking for retinoid molecules that they can use and put in products or sell to companies who are making products and claim that they have vitamin A activity. You'll hear that term, vitamin A activity. But nothing works as well as the two major forms, the two biological forms of vitamin A, which are retinol and retinoic acid. This is important for vegans and vegetarians. Why? Because vitamin A, true vitamin A, is not found in vegan and vegetarian foods. Yes, it's true. There are plant versions, plant retinoids, that the body can kind of sort of make do with, but that's not how we evolve. Sorry, vegans and vegetarians. Yes, it's true, you can get vitamin A from vitamin A activity from some plants, but that's not how the body evolved. The body evolved to get vitamin A from milk and from butter and from meat and from fish and from animal foods, organ meats. So vitamin A can be obtained from plants, specifically in a form, a retinoid form called beta carotene. However, beta carotene is not exactly vitamin A. It has to be processed. It has to be converted into vitamin A. Not everybody can convert it, and not everybody can convert it well. Your body has to be firing on all its biochemical cylinders for that beta carotene to get turned into vitamin A. That doesn't always happen. Sorry, vegans and vegetarians. So, vitamin A is critically important for the differentiation process to occur in the skin, and there are skin diseases that you can use vitamin A to treat, and you can use vitamin A to prevent. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the bright side, all our lines are open at 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you have a skin issue or a health issue you'd like to discuss, we're here for you, 844-236-6010.
Dr. Andrew Myers will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be talking about his book, Simplifying the COVID Puzzle, How Two Essential Vitamins Fortify the Immune System. Dr. Myers has isolated two specific vitamins, two vitamins that we don't really talk about a lot, as being low-risk proactive supplements that could be used to prevent infection. We'll talk to Dr. Myers at the bottom of the hour. Certainly, it's not just two vitamins, by the way, that are involved in fortifying the immune system. And this is one of the reasons I get so angry when I hear these medical talking heads discussing how to prevent infections and what we have to do and what we have to be injected with, et cetera, et cetera. Nobody's talking about supplementation. Nobody's talking about diet. Nobody's talking about exercise. Nobody's talking about lifestyle. It's always a medical intervention. And present company excluded, of course. The average person just thinks that that's what you do. Present company excluded thinks that if you want to prevent an infection or if you have an infection, you interact with the modern medical model. And our position is different. I say that to prevent infections or to prevent disease, you change your lifestyle first. Certainly there is a role to play for the medical model to play when it comes to health. I agree. When it comes to disastrous, catastrophic kinds of conditions, when it comes to accidents and trauma, certainly heroic medicine is amazing. Emergency room doctors are amazing human beings, not to mention amazing medical technologists, medical specialists. But most of our health challenges aren't emergencies, and you don't want to wait till you have an emergency. And that's where lifestyle comes in, and that's where nutrition comes in, as well as all the things we're supposed to do to stay healthy. How can we possibly be healthy when all of the food we eat, literally 100% of the foods that we ingest in the year 2021 didn't exist in the year 1821? In the last 200 years, we've completely changed our food supply. So, of course, we're going to have health challenges. Of course, we're going to have epidemics of chronic disease, like chronic diseases like diabetes and vitiligo and autoimmune issues and cancer and heart disease and all the other things that we suffer from on a from a chronic degenerative perspective. All right, Dr. Andrew Myers at the bottom of the hour. So I want to continue talking about vitamin A and skin. Vitamin A is, in my opinion, the most important of the skin vitamins, although a case could be made that vitamin C, which is important for everything, is right up there. I give the nod to vitamin A because of its ability to regulate the growth of cells. Vitamin A also plays an interesting role in moisturization of the skin. Vitamin A is a secretion-inducing vitamin. If anybody's ever been on Accutane is a drug that they'll give, that dermatologists give patients who have acne. You've probably heard of Accutane. I don't think the brand name Accutane is even being made any longer because people have these incredible side effects, these terrible toxicities and side effects, most especially really, really, really severe dryness when they took Accutane. That's because Accutane poisoned the vitamin A system. Accutane worked by kind of throwing a monkey wrench into vitamin A chemistry. The logic being, the pharmaceutical logic of Accutane being, that by poisoning the vitamin A biochemical processing system, that is all of the things that vitamin A does, sebum, skin oil secretion, could cease. They stop sebum production, and without sebum, you can't have acne. At least most forms of acne are dependent on oil production, skin oil production. And by taking Accutane, you kind of fool the vitamin A system. Accutane, the drug Accutane is called isotretinoin. Iso means similar to. Accutane is similar to vitamin A. Not exactly vitamin A, but close enough that the body or the cells will attempt to use Accutane instead of vitamin A. That's why they always tell you don't take real vitamin A when you're taking Accutane. Because what you're trying to do with Accutane is disguise or fool the vitamin A processing system into taking in the Accutane. Of course, what that does is it shuts down oil production and moisturizing factor production and the production of all the secretions, not just sebum, but also mucus secretions. And people who were on Accutane had severe throat dryness and severe eye dryness and severe skin dryness and just really discomfort. Now, a lot of them, in fairness, didn't have acne, so it worked in that regard. But you don't want to be shutting down the body's production of fluids, of secretions. And that's the problem that's really the problem with all drugs. While you may get a benefit, you may get an effect, there will always be a cost to that effect. There will always be a biochemical cost to the effect. That's the problem with drugs. Yes, you'll get a benefit, That's why they make the drugs. But there will be a biochemical price to pay. That's the problem. So anyway, vitamin A is a family of molecules. It's the retinoids. There are retinoids found throughout nature and periodically in the skincare world. There'll be companies that say, oh, we have a retinoid that we get from plants. We have a retinoid that we get from onions. We have a retinoid that we get from basil. We have a retinoid that we get from whatever the latest herb that they found the retinoid in. And they do have some vitamin A activity, but they don't do it like vitamin A. If you're a vegan or vegetarian, you got to do what you have to do, and that's where beta-carotene comes in. But if you can take vitamin A, that's the way to go. Just take vitamin A. Now, vitamin A is one of those vitamins, because it's a hormone, that you don't want to take too much of, you don't want to take too little of. You want to take just enough of, and that just enough is, nobody really knows where that just enough is. You got to kind of play around with the dose of vitamin A. Vitamin A deficiencies are also somewhat common because vitamin A absorption is a tricky affair. If you have gallbladder issues, if you had your gallbladder removed, it's likely you're going to have issues with vitamin A absorption. It's likely you're going to be dealing with vitamin A deficiencies. And one of the things that happens to folks who have a gallbladder removed is skin problems. Sometimes pimples and breakouts or eczema and psoriasis or severely dry skin. Now, some of that has to do with just general fat malabsorption. Without a gallbladder, it's much more difficult to absorb fats, but a lot of that has to do with vitamin A deficiencies. If you've had a gallbladder removed, you really, really, really want to think about supplementing with vitamin A. Because vitamin A helps stabilize the growth of cells. Without vitamin A, you're going to not only be more likely to be dealing with skin diseases, but you're also going to be more likely to be dealing with cancer. And we know that people who have gallbladders removed have higher risks of certain cancers, including intestinal cancer. Malabsorption of vitamin A can also cause problems with the eyes. In fact, that's one of vitamin A's major roles, is for the health of the eyes. Anybody who's dealing with macular degeneration or even glaucoma or just who wants to improve their night vision. Problems with night vision or so-called night blindness are a classic sign of vitamin A deficiency. Vegans and vegetarians, if you're going to get your vitamin A from carotenes, make sure you're getting enough of them. Carotenes are retinoids, and they do have some vitamin A properties, but they got to be metabolized correctly. So make sure you're taking high amounts of them, and make sure if you're getting your carotenes from foods such as pumpkin or squash, make sure you're braising your pumpkin or squash or somehow steaming them, somehow heating them to release those carotenes and using butter. Carotenes, like all fat-soluble nutrients, are a little tricky for the body to absorb out of vegetables, out of fruits. And so just because you eat your pumpkins, or just because you eat your squash, or just because you eat your tomatoes, carotenes are found in red and orange types of foods, doesn't mean you're going to get the benefits of them. And that's one of the reasons why I like using vitamin A topically. Vitamin A's claim to fame is that it can be delivered to the skin, to specifically to skin cells, through topical formulations. And that makes it a really, really important skin health ingredient for topical products. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're going to talk to Dr. Andrew Myers in our next segment, Simplifying the COVID Puzzle, How Two Essential Vitamins Fortify the Immune System.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration on Wednesday authorized Pfizer booster shots for people above the age of 65 or any adult age who are at high risk. The FDA said it approved a single booster shot for certain people to be administered at least 6 months after receiving their first two shots. Republican Senator Tim Scott accused Democrats of squandering a crucial opportunity to complete police reform Wednesday as bipartisan talks break down with no outcome. Democrat Congresswoman Karen Bass of California claimed Senator Scott is the reason negotiations broke down, saying his demands were too high. The remains of a hunter who disappeared 53 years ago in the wilds of Idaho were discovered by another hunter on Friday. 39-year-old Raymond Jones was last seen on September 7, 1968, while bow hunting mountain goats near the East Fork of Hayden Creek. That's near the city of Solomon. His remains were found on September 17, 2021, by another man who is bow hunting the same type of mountain goat. USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
A 911 call from a woman inside the Woodland Hills, California home of NBA player Jackson Hayes in late July was brought to light when the LAPD released body cam footage on Friday. Hayes confronted officers and severely attacked one of them before being tased and arrested. Do the police have a right to enter the home without a search warrant? When a call for help is made from the home, Detective Jamie McBride with the LAPD Protective League on Fox News says, absolutely yes, they can enter.
Absolutely, an officer can go inside, especially in a domestic violent situation. When he's refusing officers entry, that's going to heighten the officer's concern for the possible victim inside. It could be injured or in need of help. So yes, we can enter the residence, and we do not need a search warrant to go in to check on somebody's safety. The officer is still injured. He has a torn ligament, and he is not back in the field still today, and it's been over a month. George Gascon has made it clear that he's an advocate for the criminals. His motto is, if you commit a crime, don't worry about serving time. He lets them go. And to be quite honest with you, Adam Silver and the NBA aren't much better. You know, the NBA should stand for notorious beatings and abuses, because attacks on a police officer's domestic violence, they don't care either. And people need to be held accountable for this. You just can't go around hurting police officers and not be held accountable. It's wrong.
Mr. Hayes has been charged with battery on a police officer. The NBA has been silent on the matter. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the bright side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got a search box and 11 years of archived daily information. If you miss a program or want to review a program, head to brightsideben.com. If you want to share a subject with a friend or loved one, head to brightsideben.com. We also have our longevity products and the Join the Team link that you can click on. If you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team and start a home-based business, head to brightsideben.com. You can also go to my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our videos and news stories and interviews, which are up at criticalhealthnews.com. We have all the longevity products up, as well as Join the Team link that you can click on to start a longevity business, a home-based business. If you're an entrepreneur, it's an ideal way to enter into the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, or even if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. truthskinhealthnews.com. Also, want to remind you to check out our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues. Healing equals beauty. Health is beauty. And that's the philosophical foundation of my Truth Skin Health formulations. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. Just 100% active and functional ingredients. You can use them not just for beauty, but also for healing cuts and scrapes and abrasions and sunburn, diaper rash. Healing equals beauty. Health equals beauty. That's what Truth is all about. Head to truthtreatments.com to check out our products, truthtreatments.com, or take a look at our thousands of 4- and 5-star reviews at Truth Reviewed with a D, truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com. All right, I am super excited to talk to our guest today. Dr. Andrew Myers is the co-author of the book Simplifying the COVID Puzzle, How Two Essential Vitamins Fortify the Immune System. These are two very interesting vitamins that you don't hear a lot about. And Dr. Myers, in my opinion, is right on with these with his book about these two vitamins, low-risk proactive supplement combination, as he calls them. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Andrew Myers. Hey, Doc.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Nice to talk to you. So you wrote the book about two essential vitamins, but you also talk a lot about the immune system in general. Tell us a little bit about how we can boost the immune, before we get into these two vitamins, which are totally fascinating, talk to us a little bit about using nutritional supplementation in general to boost the immune system.
Of course. My pleasure. The immune system is our major defense and protects us from all types of viruses and bacteria that we come in contact with every day. The functioning of the immune system is based on nutritional intake. And one of the things that we understand now, and I think that the pandemic has exposed, is that many Americans are subtly suffering from an immune deficiency or a lack of competency of their immune system. And we can trace this back to dietary intake, lack of good nutrition, and what most people consider the standard American diet. High in calories, low in nutrition, you know, lots of fast foods and junk foods. And what occurs over time is that the depletion of nutrition can actually impact the functioning of the immune system on a day-to-day basis. And that, you know, that's what was the target of our research in our book, looking at COVID patients.
Why? Everything you're saying makes such sense, really common sense, not even necessarily scientific sense, just common sense. Why is it that there's this disconnect in the mainstream between what we eat or what we don't eat, both what we're put in our bodies and what we don't put in our bodies, and how we're responding to viral infections or infections in general? What accounts for this disconnect versus something that seems so obvious?
I have to say that my belief says that it is related to the education of our physicians and the structure of conventional medicine in America. Nutrition is not considered as a therapeutic opportunity. Many physicians do not focus on nutrition as a part of either their approach with patients, talking to them about specific supplementation, or in many cases, talking to them about specifics related to diet. And it's not enough just to say, well, you should eat healthy. Saying you should eat healthy doesn't help people get over the hump and create an understanding that a plant-based whole foods diet is absolutely foundational and critical to the functioning and health of our body. More than that, though, what we also understand is that there's a certain degree of prejudice when it comes to an orientation that is driven by drugs and medications, as opposed to more natural interventions that include supplements as well as foods. And this is just pervasive amongst the medical community in the U.S. I know there are some bright spots in terms of individuals who focus and look more holistically at health and wellness. But nutrition has always been sort of put down as a therapeutic intervention, and that's just not the case. And clearly, we are in a situation now where the sort of soft underbelly of the American public from an immune perspective has been exposed by our current situation, hence our research and book.
All right, so let's talk about the book. You isolated two specific vitamins. How did you come up with these vitamins, vitamins D and K2, as being sort of the core of immune support when it comes to viral infections?
Well, As the pandemic has gone on, there have been a number of different published studies looking at vitamin D. And early on, there were several scientists and even countries that began to sort of take note of the fact that the rates of COVID in certain areas and in certain individuals seemed to be linked to vitamin D deficiency. What Dr. McCombsey, my co-author and the lead researcher at the University Hospital System in Cleveland, what we came up with was the fact that in nutrition and nutritional biochemistry, we often overlook the incredible linkage and relationship between vitamin D and vitamin K2. A deficiency in D is usually accompanied by a deficiency in K2, and the nutrients work together in the body, Ben, to basically, at several levels, with cross-functionality. And so we wanted to understand, how does deficiency status or potential deficiency status in D3 and K2 impact COVID patients? And that's exactly what we did our research on.
Does it have to do with calcium?
Well, actually, vitamin D3 and calcium work together. Vitamin D3 and K2 work together to manage calcium in the body. But in terms of COVID, what we found was that whereas D3 provides maturation to immune cells, its other function is to modulate the front end of the inflammatory response that we see in COVID patients. And then once vitamin D's effects have sort of moved to their maximum, K2 takes over in terms of regulating different components of the inflammatory cascade that allow the body to more closely and carefully modulate or control inflammation. In fact, what our research found specifically was if you're deficient in D3 or vitamin K2 independently, then you are more susceptible to the COVID virus, and the outcome, if you do contract the virus and develop COVID, your outcome will be worse. And so nutritional deficiency, in this case, specific to D3 and K2, and this study was just published, is very clear in terms of overall immune health function.
I was about to ask you about the relationship of D and K2 to other health challenges, non-viral infections, or even autoimmune issues. We can talk about that when we come back from our break, and also we'll get to some practical strategies for getting more vitamin D and K2 into your bodies. Dr. Andrew Myers is with us, simplifying the COVID puzzle, how two essential vitamins fortify the immune system. More with Dr. Myers on The Bright Side right after this.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of foods. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest, the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Dr. Andrew Myers, co-author of the book Simplifying the COVID Puzzle, How Two Essential Vitamins Fortify the Immune System. Hey, Doc, any ideas or any guesses based on your research of how many folks who are hospitalized or symptomatic or even die of the current viral infection that are related to vitamin D3 and K2 deficiency?
Well, what the data says is that at least 40% of the population is deficient in D, and therefore most likely deficient in K2 as well. I think the numbers are actually quite a bit higher. I think that if we were to actually get a true survey, the number would be probably in the 60-plus percent range of individuals, especially when we're talking about elderly and in certain ethnic groups. We tend to see some increases in terms of D deficiency in specialized groups, and I think that it is very much more prevalent than what we give it credit for.
You think melanization and pigmentation in darker skinned people has an impact on that?
It does, absolutely. And as well as the fact that what we know from ethnic populations is that dietary needs are often not met. There are real nutritional deficiencies that affect our inner city populations. And in those cases, vitamin D is one of the principal nutritional deficiencies, not to mention things like zinc, magnesium, obviously vitamin K2. But broad-based nutritional deficiency is something that affects several different populations in the U.S. and is something that, you know, needs to be dealt with.
What about for, speaking of vitamins D and K2, what about for other immune conditions and autoimmune conditions?
Yeah. So in terms of an overall functionality of the immune system, D3 and K2 are essential, but there's also zinc, magnesium, vitamin C. All are beneficial in terms of different aspects of immune function. When we talk about autoimmunity, of course, you know, then you're getting into a category where inflammation is playing a tremendous role. And that inflammatory modulation effect, specifically of vitamin K2, downstream in inflammatory chemical pathways can be very beneficial and very helpful in terms of regulating an immune system that may be a little bit out of control. A little bit of inflammation is healthy and important. Our immune system uses it to, you know, to kill viruses, to kill bacteria, to manage different functionalities in the
body.
But too much. And to heal. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, but too much becomes a problem. And so that balance of nutrients is what gives the body the tools it needs to manage inflammation effectively.
So vitamin D, what's your preferred source? What do you think about the sun, vitamin D, as opposed to supplementation and as opposed to food?
Well, since we started this process and we wrote the book, I have really been trying to dispel the myth that we can get enough vitamin D from the sun. The reality is that, you know, if that were the case, if we could actually really get out there and people really got enough vitamin D from the sun, we wouldn't have the broad-based deficiency. And so I don't really think about that as a solution anymore. And dietary intake is not covering the gap either. So I really believe that everyone should be supplementing between 2,000 and 4,000 IUs of vitamin D3 every day to make sure that their levels are sufficient. In my experience, over the years, I don't see any other solution, and supplementation is a safe and effective way to go. It just is the easiest path. D3 is an inexpensive, readily available supplement, and it's non-toxic. Everyone should be taking it. Absolutely. And when you take and increase your levels of vitamin D3, you should also include vitamin K2 because they work together, as you said at the beginning of the program, to manage calcium. If you're going to increase your levels of vitamin D in your body, you need the K2 because D3 brings calcium in. But if you don't have the K2, it's not deposited in your bones where it belongs. It can be put elsewhere, like in your arteries or your soft tissues, and that becomes a problem.
What about the notion that vitamin D has to be activated in the kidneys and the liver for people who have kidney disease or liver disease? Does that impact the amount of vitamin D they should supplement with?
Yeah, that's a very good question and a very specific question. One of the things that obviously occurs is that if you have a kidney condition, if you're on dialysis or if you have some kind of progressive kidney disease or issues with your liver, you need to work specifically with your physician or another healthcare professional like a pharmacist to understand how best to manage your supplementation regimen within the context of your specific health concern. These are issues that come up. But again, if you have a physician that is oriented towards nutrition, then, you know, they're going to be able to address these things with you on a specific basis and make sure that within, you know, your specific need state, you've got the right supplementation program.
Now, you talk about K2. What about vitamin K1? Why are you specifically talking about vitamin K2?
Well, what's interesting is that in the family of vitamin K, K1 is something that we can get from our diet. Dark leafy greens are actually a very good source of K1. And interestingly, K1 is, although critically important to our overall health, many people are not deficient in K1. K1 is also really relegated specifically to functionality in the liver, where it works to develop clotting proteins. In the body, in the systemic part of the body, the rest of the body outside of the liver, extrahepatic, we call it, K2 is the active form of the vitamin. And that's why in terms of immune function, in terms of lung health in COVID, in terms of protecting the blood vessels from thrombotic events, that's where K2 has its benefit. And that's why it was the focus of our research at the University Hospital.
You know, they'll tell people, physicians will tell people not to use vitamin K if they're coming out of surgery, if they're on blood thinners, for example. They'll tell them not to use vitamin K or not to use vitamin K-containing foods. What do you think of that?
Well, so here's the thing. As a pharmacist, you know this, there are different generations of blood thinning medications. Some can be impacted by vitamin K status and others are not. The thing about that is that we have to stop making these blanket and generalized statements. Oh, you're on a blood thinner, you can't take vitamin K type product. Dig in on an individual basis. All this is about is testing the individual in terms of their response to their medication and or supplementation with K. Dosages of medications can be adjusted. That's the whole idea to personalize medicine, and that's what's missing. We have physicians out there that just say, oh, well, you're on this drug, then you can take this. that's just not the reality anymore, and we have the ability to test and understand how best to fine-tune medication regimens along with supplementation to provide optimal support for individuals rather than generalized support.
So what's a good way for people to get vitamin D and K2 and all of their nutrients in a simple, easy to obtain fashion, not food, supplementation-wise? Certainly not a multivitamin. Yeah. You don't mean just a multivitamin.
No, not a multivitamin. In fact, a multi is a great foundation, but what I'm recommending and when I talk to patients, I basically say you need to be on a daily supplement that includes 4,000 IUs of vitamin D, or vitamin D3 specifically, along with 100 micrograms of vitamin K2. And the great thing is, as you well know, these are all readily available in retailers all across America. You can go online, you can go into your local Walmart, you can go into your local health food store, and there's going to be D3 and K2 either together or as separate supplements, and those need to be added to your daily regimen.
So do you see patients? Are you just doing research? Are you doing clinical stuff or just writing?
I do both.
Do both. And where is your practice?
I'm in Boise, Idaho.
Oh, nice. And if people want to get a hold of you, can they get a hold of you directly or through a website? What's the best way for people if they have questions that they want to deal with?
So the book can be found at simplifyingthecovidpuzzle.com. It's available on Amazon and any other major bookseller. And then my website is NutraGenetics.net.
NutraGenetics.net, and the book is great. I highly recommend it, Simplifying the COVID Puzzle. I bought mine on Kindle. Thank you so much, Dr. Myers, for being on The Bright Side. Hope we can have you back on, and thank you for your good work.
I sure appreciate it. Thank you, too.
Have a great day. That was Dr. Andrew Myers. His book is Simplifying the COVID Puzzle, How Two Essential Vitamins Can Boost Your Immune System, Fortify Your Immune System. And his website is SimplifyingTheCovidPuzzle.com. SimplifyingTheCovidPuzzle.com. Thank you so much for joining us on The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.